As Paul's life was in danger in Jerusalem, the commander of the Roman troops there, Claudius Lysias, decided to have him transferred to Caesarea, the place of residence of the procurators of Judea. He ordered two of his centurions to make ready a large bodyguard of soldiers, horsemen, and spearmen to take Paul that very night to the governor Antonius Felix. Then he wrote a letter explaining the reasons for this transfer. He told Felix that the Jews were plotting to kill Paul, who was a Roman citizen. "I found out," he wrote, "that the Jews' accusation had to do with questions about their law, but that there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. Therefore, I am sending him to you, and have ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." On his arrival in Caesarea, Paul was handed over to the governor, who read the letter and asked what province he was from. Then he gave orders for Paul to be kept under guard in Herod's palace, saying, "I will hear your case when your accusers get here." So Paul was imprisoned in Herod the Great's palace, which had been taken over by the Romans and was used as the headquarters of the Roman procurators. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias arrived with some elders and a lawyer named Tertullus, and they went to the governor to accuse Paul. When the apostle was brought in, Tertullus presented his case. He began by flattering Felix, and then went on to speak about Paul. "We have found this man to be a dangerous troublemaker," he said, "stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world, and he even tried to defile the temple. So we arrested him and wanted to judge him according to our own law. But the commander Lysias came and with great violence took him from us. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about these charges which we are bringing against him." Ananias and the others joined in the accusation, confirming that all this was true. The governor motioned for Paul to speak, and the apostle said, "I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I am happy to defend myself before you. No more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship. The Jews did not see me arguing with anyone in the temple. They did not find me stirring up the people either in the synagogues or anywhere else in the city, nor can they give you proof of the charges they are now making against me. I admit that according to the doctrine that they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything that is written in the law of Moses and the books of the prophets. I have the same hope in God as they have, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, and so I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and men. After an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. It was while I was doing this that they found me in the temple, having completed the ceremony of purification. There was no crowd with me, nor was I involved in any disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia who ought to be here to bring charges if they have anything against me. Or let these men here state what crime they found me guilty of when I stood before the Sanhedrin, unless it was the one thing I called out in their presence about the resurrection of the dead, for which I am on trial before you today." At this point Felix adjourned the proceedings, saying he would decide the case when Lysias the commander arrived. He ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, but to give him some freedom and to permit his friends to take care of his needs. Several days later Felix came with his Jewish wife Drusilla, the daughter of Herod Agrippa I. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ. But as Paul went on to discuss righteousness, self-control, and the coming day of judgment, Felix began to feel very uneasy, because he was a corrupt and brutal man, known for his greed and cruelty and his dissolute way of life. So he said to Paul, "That's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you." Next episode, Paul before Festus and King Agrippa.